Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Mike Simpson, and in this show, we're going to discuss working with reports in business objects. I've been in the software training and development business for the past 25 years, and I've worked extensively with databases for the past 15 years. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. A business objects document is a data structure that contains one or more reports. And a report itself is a structure that contains the results of running one or more queries or requests against a business objects universe. So the query is basically a select statement that retrieves information. And once that information is retrieved and displayed and formatted in a table or a chart, then we have a report. Now, we can have multiple reports stored in a single document because each business object's table or chart is considered to be a separate report. So what we as end users might consider a single report, business objects would actually consider to be multiple reports because each separate table or chart is considered a separate report in business objects terminology. So what happens is that we might create a single report and then decide, okay, well, we want to add a chart that brings in some additional information. So once you've created a single report, you can right-click on the original report and then insert a second report so that you might be able to combine multiple reports to create essentially a customized report. Another alternative, however, is to take a single report and break it into pieces because you might have a report that has a large amount of information in it and it might make more sense to the end user if you break that report into sections. And it might be more useful to provide it sectioned off by store, sectioned off by year, sectioned off by salesperson. Any sort of chunking like that that makes it more digestible or easier for us as end users to be able to process or digest that information. Particularly a large table of maybe like 100 or a couple of hundred rows of information is easier for us to grasp if we can break it up into 8 or 10 subtables where each subtable contains 8 or 10 rows. It's easier for us to deal with that than to deal with one big 100 table or 150 table a row of data. Because once you look at more than 20 rows, your brain just kind of goes to sleep. Now, business objects makes it very easy to create sections. If we have information that we want to section off, we can generally simply take a single column. Let's say that we have a column that we want to section by, and we want to section it by state, for example. We can simply take that state column, drag it to a blank area of the report, and business objects will automatically create subsections based upon that value. So it'll automatically break the single table into subtables, so to speak, based upon state. Having done that, we could then subsequently ask business objects to create subtotals based upon each of those sections. Now, database products such as Oracle and SQL Server would require us to explicitly put in sums of columns, and we'd have to say select sum of revenue group by state to be able to get that. But if we've already created the section, we can then simply do a point and click and then say insert a sum on a given column, and business objects will automatically figure out how to generate the necessary SQL to accomplish the same result. So again, part of the beauty here of business objects is that when we create these sections, business objects will figure out how to generate the appropriate group by statements to generate the appropriate subgroupings. And then when appropriate aggregations need to be done, aggregations being functions that generate a single number from each of these subgroupings, such as a sum function, a min function, a max function, an average function, things like that. Business objects will automatically figure out how to do the appropriate SQL to be able to generate those aggregation functions based upon those subgroupings. So when we create these different types of reports, business objects allows you to format the different sections in the reports based upon your particular preferences. You can add shading and borders and columns and formats and fonts and alignments to the different sections in your report. You can format the overall report by adding graphics and fonts and colors to the overall report. You can also add different types of formatting to the different sections within the report. So right-clicking on the overall border allows you to format the overall report. Right-clicking on a page within the report allows you to format individual sections within a report. You can also click on the report manager window and bring up a hierarchical structure listing each of the sections and subsections within a report. That's often easier to work with that within that section and subsection hierarchical structure because that allows you to apply precise formatting to a given subsection. For instance, if section 1 should be formatted in a given font and then the subsections within section 1 need to be formatted in a different font, it's often easier to apply the different formatting substyles to the sections and subsections by selecting the subsections in the reporting manager and in the outline view of the reporting manager and going at them in that fashion. So once you've formatted them in that fashion, you can then go in and run through the sections and apply appropriate formatting to each section. So between the basics of the report, which you'll start out by running your simple report and getting your report to look the way you want, then once you have the basic report looking the way you want, then you can either break the report into subsections or you can add or remove additional sections in the report. And then in the map view inside the report manager, then you can see those different subsections and apply the formatting and other techniques to the different sections as needed. Now, once you've applied the different sections, you can then format each of the individual sections as desired. We've mentioned that earlier. You can also format individual cells. Now, formatting individual cells isn't always necessary unless you have cells that aren't really associated with a particular column, and it's possible to do that. We'll talk about that in a subsequent radio show. But most of the time, when you're formatting a section, it's because you want to essentially embolden your headers or embolden your titles or things like that, or you want to apply a background color, say, to all of your headers or all of your footers or all of your documents or what have you. So usually that's what you're trying to accomplish when you want to go in and format parts of a section. I hope that you have enjoyed today's presentation on reporting and sections in business objects. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box. And if you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for my name, Mike Simpson. If there's a show that you would like for me to do, you can let me know by utilizing that same question and comment box. Thank you again for your time today, and remember to tune into GoGo Radio. It's found exclusively on gogotraining.com.